Welcome to Commercial Property Briefing. I'm Georgina. Today, Oxfordshire. Here's the headline. Oxfordshire is the most knowledge economy-weighted county commercial property market outside Cambridgeshire, and the only English county that combines a globally significant university cluster, a national-scale luxury tourism asset, a flagship British automotive plant, and a fusion energy and big science research corridor inside one planning geography. The defining commercial story across the county isn't repricing, it's structural supply scarcity, particularly in and around Oxford itself, where consented science park and laboratory pipeline can't keep up with occupier demand. Let me set the scene. Oxfordshire has around 725,000 residents, spread across one city, two larger towns and a network of market and Cotswolds Edge centres. HMEM Land Registry recorded 1,715 commercial-leaning transactions across the nine principal towns covered in the rolling 60 months to Q1 2026, alongside 12,100 residential transactions registered by limited companies and special-purpose vehicles. The geography is anchored by three strategic transport spines. The M40 motorway runs northwest from London through Oxford and Bicester to Banbury and on to Birmingham, making the eastern half of the county the most accessible logistics geography between London and the West Midlands. The A34 runs north to south through Oxford, Abingdon-on-Thames and Didcot, connecting the M40 to the M4 at Newbury and on to Southampton. The Great Western Main Line runs Reading-Didcot-Oxford with sub-60-minute services into Paddington. The medium-term swing factor is the Oxford-Cambridge Arc and East-West Rail. The planned Oxford-Bedford-Milton Keynes-Cambridge spine would convert Oxfordshire from a radial London commuter geography into a lateral knowledge economy axis between the country's two strongest research clusters. Every quarter, that line moves closer to operation. The Oxfordshire occupier story tilts further toward intercluster lateral flows, rather than London commute. The top three towns. Oxford is the dominant commercial market. 593 transactions over 5 years. A £395,000 median commercial price. £620,000 upper quartile. But the headline numbers understate the value of the city's commercial trades, because most prime science park and laboratory stock changes hands privately and at materially higher per asset values than a freehold-only data filter captures. The occupier base is genuinely globally significant. The University of Oxford and its colleges, the John Radcliffe and Churchill Hospitals, Begbroke Science Park, Oxford Sciences Innovation, the BMW Mini Plant at Cowley, and a deep biotech, artificial intelligence and deep tech occupier cluster. Banbury sits second at 417 transactions and a £305,000 commercial median, the M40 corridor manufacturing and logistics anchor of the county. Aston Martin's UK headquarters, Norbar Torque Tools, and a deep automotive and food processing supply base anchor the occupier market. Two Acuitas prints frame the local yield environment cleanly. Edmondson Electrical at Unit A on the Thorpe Way Industrial Estate cleared at £775,000, and a separate 8 High Street retail lot sold post-auction. Bicester sits third at 199 transactions, a Sherwell M40 town with two distinctive economic engines. Bicester Village Luxury Outlet is the UK's most visited tourism asset by Chinese visitor count, and the surrounding hospitality and retail occupier base sits structurally above what a town of 46,000 would otherwise sustain. The M40 J9 and J10 logistics belt and the Bicester Heritage Estate at the former RAF Bicester Airfield add a complementary automotive heritage and light industrial layer. Now Whitney, at 146 transactions and a £330,000 median, gave us the second confirmed Acuitas sold print in the county dataset. Rexall at Unit 8A, Witten Park Industrial Estate, cleared at £816,000, directly comparable to the Banbury Edmondson print, and a clean read on West Oxfordshire single-let trade counter and distribution pricing. The most striking pricing feature of the county is Henley-on-Thames. A Tier 3 town of just over 11,000 residents with a £750,000 commercial median and a £1.4 million upper quartile. Values exceeding Oxford itself and above almost every Tier 2 commercial market in southern England. The driver is straightforward. Henley's commercial stock is dominated by professional and financial services offices, much of it in period buildings on the Thames Corridor affluence belt. 61 of the town's 101 transactions are coded as the freehold other commercial type. Chipping Norton, similarly Cotswolds located, posts a £520,000 median on the same logic. Across the Vale of Whitehorse Science Corridor, Wantage, Didcot, Farringdon, Abingdon-on-Thames sit Diamond Light Source, the ISIS Neutron Source, the UK Atomic Energy Authority's Cullum Fusion Energy Campus, and the Rutherford Appleton Laboratory at the Harwell Science and Innovation Campus. The Science Park stock here trades on a basis closer to Cambridge Life Sciences than to anywhere else in southern England. Let's talk yields. 5 Acuitas lots have surfaced across the rolling window. Relatively modest given the county's wealth, because most Oxfordshire investment trades through agents and private sales rather than the public auction route. 2 were confirmed sold under the hammer. Edmonton Electrical, Banbury at £775,000, and Rexall Whitney at £816,000. Both are single-let industrial freeholds to National Trade Counter covenants on M40 corridor estates. The under-the-hammer outcomes confirm genuine clearing prices in the 7-8.5% range for secondary single-let industrial in the county. The Banbury 8 High Street lots transitioned to sold post-auction, suggesting smaller-ticket high street retail remains workable. The Oxford 130 High Street and Tame 3 Corn Market lots both withdrew, suggesting prime pitch retail in the most affluent Oxfordshire markets is trading off-market rather than via the public auction route. Reading across the rest of the market, prime Science Park and Harwell Campus office and laboratory stock in and around Oxford trades, materially tighter than the county auction prints suggest. The closest national comparator on yield is the Cambridge Life Sciences market, which sits in the 4.5-5.5% net initial range for best-in-class lab-led product. M40 corridor, multi-let industrial in Banbury and Bicester, sits in the 6.5-8% range. Special-purpose vehicle-acquired residential investment yields run in the 4.5-6.5% gross range across Oxford. Lender appetite. Oxfordshire is well served, but the lender map looks materially different across each of its four engines. In and around Oxford, every UK high street bank with a commercial book competes for headline Science Park, laboratory and office, college-related and prime central deals. Challenger banks, Aldermore, Shawbrook, Oak North, Alica, Hampshire Trust, Cambridge and counties, dominate the £500,000 to £10 million mid-market across SPV-owned residential investment, secondary office and mixed-use stock. In Banbury and Bicester, the mix tilts towards challengers and specialists, with high street banks dominant at the larger M40 logistics and corporate occupier end. Across the Cotswolds and Thames Corridor, Chipping Norton, Woodstock, Henley-on-Thames, Tam and Wallingford, the lender mix is more private bank and specialist-led, with Coutts, Handelsbanken, Investec and the regional commercial teams of NatWest, Lloyds and Barclays active on lifestyle asset, hotel, equestrian, glasshouse and country property finance. The risks. In Oxford, the dominant constraint is supply, not demand. The city's tightly controlled greenbelt, conservation area extent and listed building density materially extend programme on development finance. Lenders price these in via tighter loan-to-gross development value ratios, longer interest reserves and more conservative exit assumptions. In Banbury and Bicester, risks are conventional secondary market, short WALT office stock around town centres, weaker covenant convenience retail in outer estates, and the cyclical sensitivity of automotive Tier 2 and food processing tenants. Across the AONB-heavy Cotswolds, Chilterns and North Wessex Downs belts that cover a substantial share of the county, planning friction is the dominant constraint. Across the Vale of Whitehorse Science Corridor, The risk inverts. Harwell, Cullum and Diamond Orbit stock shares. Oxford's structural supply tightness. Rather than Banbury's covenant cyclicality. The outlook. The 12-month picture splits cleanly along the four-engine structure. In Oxford and the Harwell, Cullum and Diamond science corridor, the supply versus demand imbalance is structural rather than cyclical. Occupier requirements from biotech, fusion energy, artificial intelligence, and the wider knowledge economy supply chain continue to outrun the consented pipeline. Prime Science Park and lab and office yields look more likely to compress further on best-in-class product than to widen. In Banbury and Bicester, along the M40 corridor, the picture is more conventional, stabilisation rather than further repricing, with multi-let industrial holding firmly in its 6.5% to 8% range, and secondary high street and trade counter stock continuing to clear at the wider end on weaker covenants. The £775,000 Edmondson Electrical and £816,000 Rexall Prince are the realistic anchors for that segment. The Cotswolds, Chilterns and Thames Corridor towns will remain a private bank and specialist-led market. With planning friction and AONB consent risk, the persistent constraints on new commercial supply. The single biggest swing factor over the medium term remains the Oxford-Cambridge Arc and East-West Rail. Every quarter that the Oxford-Bedford-Milton Keynes-Cambridge spine moves closer to operation. Oxfordshire's commercial market tilts further from a London commuter geography towards a lateral knowledge economy axis between the country's two strongest research clusters. If you're considering a commercial property deal in Oxfordshire, get in touch with us at commercialmortgagesbroker.co.uk. I'm Georgina. This has been your Q2 2026 briefing.